Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jeff Zerillo. Batting second. The center fielder, Darrell Hamilton. Batting third. The first baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting fourth. The catcher, Joe Oliver. Batting fifth. The DH, Greg Vaughn. Batting sixth. The left fielder, B.J. Surhoff. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Matt Mieske. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pat Listach. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Steve Sparks. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting second. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting fifth. The DH, John Kruk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilson Alvarez. And now, play ball. Jeff Zerillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Zerillo strikes out. 1 out. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hamilton for the out. 2 outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ventura hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Kruk is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. The ball gets by Oliver for a passed ball. Ventura moves to second. John Kruk batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. The ball gets by Oliver for a passed ball. Ventura moves to third. John Kruk batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kruk takes first base on ball 4. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Listach fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Raines throws the ball into Durham, who tags Oliver, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. 1 out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Matt Mieske batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mieske hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Surhoff moves to second. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Listach hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alvarez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Durham hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carcoviche strikes out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen hits a line drive into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Zerillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Valentin. The throw from Carcoviche and he is safe. Valentin steals second. Jeff Zerillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Zerillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Zerillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Valentin moves to third. One out. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hamilton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamilton hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Hamilton reaches second base with a double. Valentin scores. It's Brewers, 1, White Sox, 1. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Seitzer hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Oliver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. There goes Vaughn. The throw from Carcoviche and he is out. Durham applying the tag. Two outs. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mieske is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mieske hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alvarez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. John Kruk is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kruk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kruk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparks fields it and throws to first for the out. Ventura moves to second. One out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Devereaux is 0-for-1 in the game. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ventura moves to third. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ventura scores. Devereaux moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Ron Carcoviche batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Carcoviche is 0-for-1 in the game. Carcoviche hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Guillen moves to second. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Raines is 0-for-2 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Listach is 0-for-1 in the game. Listach strikes out. 1 out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Valentin strikes out. 2 outs. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cirillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Cirillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Darrell Hamilton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hamilton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hamilton takes first base on ball 4. Cirillo moves to second. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Seitzer is 0-for-2 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cirillo scores. Hamilton moves to second. It's 5-2, White Sox. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Hamilton moves to third. Seitzer moves to second. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kruk is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Kruk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kruk hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devereaux is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Durham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Durham hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mieske, who is chasing the ball. Durham reaches third base with a triple. Thomas scores. Devereaux goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, White Sox. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Karkovice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Karkovice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Surhoff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Alvarez covering, for the out. One out. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Mieske is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mieske hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Listach is 0 for 2 in the game. Listach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 3 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Martinez now playing right field. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Valentin strikes out. One out. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cirillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hamilton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hamilton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a line drive into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Ventura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ventura hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mike Thomas now pitching. John Kruk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Kruk is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kruk takes first base on ball 4. Ventura moves to second. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ventura scores. Kruk moves to third. Martinez moves to second. It's 8-2, White Sox. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Durham is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Carcoviche is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Carcoviche hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Kirk McCaskill now pitching. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Oliver moves to second. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vaughn strikes out. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas juggles the ball. That's an error on Thomas. Oliver moves to third. Dave Nilsson pinch hits for Matt Mieske. Tim Fortuno now pitching. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson hits a fly ball into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Nilsson now playing right field. B.J. Surhoff now playing first base. David Hulse now playing left field. Mike Matheny now catching. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Listach fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 0 for 4 in the game. Raines hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Reitnauer now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Listach is 0 for 3 in the game. Listach hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cirillo strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.